It's great having the boys and girls here as well this morning. And we're going to ask a question, first of all. Who's the world's most powerful ruler? Now, when I was the age of some of you, I thought this was the world's most powerful ruler. I found that picture this week, and that's the kind of ruler my P5 teacher had. And if you ask me after, I'll tell you what it felt like across my hand. But that's not the world's most powerful ruler. I wonder, is it some of these people? Like, can anyone tell me who that is? It looks like someone who's just been thinking, have I left the immersion on? Or have I remembered all the shopping? Does anyone know who that is? I'll give you a clue. It's David. David Cameron. David Cameron, the Prime Minister. But that's not the world's most powerful ruler. I wonder, is it this lady? I was going to say sauerkraut, but maybe that's in bad taste. Anybody know who that is? That's the German Chancellor. And her name is Angela Merkel. But she's not the world's most powerful ruler either. I wonder, is it this man? I saw this picture through the week and I thought, is he playing, ever play fluffy bunnies with lots of marshmallows in your mouth? He's maybe been caught in the middle of a game. Who's that? Barack Obama. And he maybe thinks he's the world's most powerful ruler. But boys and girls, here's what the Bible has to say. Psalm 10, verse 16. The Lord is King forever and ever. I wonder, could we say that? And the mums and dads and all are going to help us as well. We'll say the Bible says. It's always good to be reminded that this is God's word. So the Bible says in Psalm 10, verse 16, and then we'll say the verse together. So after two, one, two. The Bible says in Psalm 10, verse 16, the Lord is King forever and ever. One more time. The Bible says in Psalm 10, verse 16, the Lord is King forever and ever. And yet the Lord, who is King, the most powerful ruler over the whole of the universe, the creator of all things, the Bible tells us that he humbled himself, that he took on the form of a servant. Literally, he poured himself into the form of a servant. He was born as a baby in Bethlehem. He went all the way to the cross because he loved you and he loved me. The world's most powerful ruler gave his life so that I could be saved, so that you could be saved, so that we could come to know him and one day live with him forever when we put our trust in him. But he didn't stay dead, the world's most powerful ruler. He rose again. He won the victory over death. And here's what we read in Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, that one day, thinking of this powerful ruler, Jesus, one day at his name, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess. Everyone, even people who say, no, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe he's the world's most powerful ruler. I think it's whoever. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is the world's most powerful ruler. But here's a question for you. Jesus is Lord. But is he your Lord? You see, when we're born saying, I'm King. I'm Lord. I'm the one in charge. But each of us needs to come personally, individually, and now. Not to wait until that great day, but now. To say, Jesus, I believe you were born as a baby. I believe you died in my place. I believe that one day you're coming again. I want you to save me. And I want you to be my King, my Lord. And then we can live to serve him.